Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today's featured plant is okra. Right? Seriously, I love the taste of okra, but it's not a love we all share. I know that. This is a vegetable you either like or you don't. But something we can all agree on is the ornamental value that okra adds to any landscape. In flower, the plant is striking as an attractive backdrop. And if the flower looks familiar, that's because okra is related to the hibiscus. Okra is a plant that's all about summer. Although it grows over a wide range from zone 4 to 11, don't sow seeds or plant pre-started seedlings until the risk of all spring frost have passed. If you're sowing seeds, soak them overnight in warm water to hasten germination. If you're planting seedlings, be extra careful when placing plants in the ground. Okra has a taproot, which you don't want to break if you still expect the plant to thrive. In the garden, plan your spacing to allow for 12 inches between plants and soil that's well-drained and amended with plenty of compost or other organic matter. As the plants mature, provide a monthly feeding of natural fertilizer such as fish emulsion or seaweed to keep your plants strong all season. And that's about all you have to do. These are very sturdy plants as they grow up. For years, the reigning champion of varietal choices has been Clemson Spineless, consistently offering painless picking, high yields, and tender ribbed pods with great flavor. Yet, it's not the only popular choice these days. Cajun Delight is a high-yielding early selection, which makes it ideal for cooler climates and for a striking contrast of deep wine-colored pods in the garden and on the plate, you can't go wrong with Burgundy. Besides its sensitivity to cold weather, okra is a pretty tough plant. Ants are a common sight once it comes into flower or sets pods, but ants are not a problem and won't affect the harvest. But soil-borne diseases, verticillium and fusarium wilts, can cause the plant to wilt and die. So the best defense is a good offense. Keep an eye on that soil and make sure that you have plenty of compost in it and add a generous layer of mulch around all your plants to help protect them as well. When it comes to harvest time, it's black and white. Cut the pods when they reach 2 to 3 inches, 4 at the most. Anything larger than that and they become too woody to enjoy. And the other thing you should know, if you pass on cutting a pod when it's 2 inches, you better come back the next day. The pods grow so fast that you can literally miss your harvesting window by waiting just one extra day. Okay, so that's the down and dirty on growing okra. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.